AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders tangled over her support for trade deals during their Democratic presidential debate in Flint, Michigan, Sunday night.
Tell the whole story, Senator Sanders.
Let me tell my story. You tell yours.
I will.
Your story is for voting for every disastrous trade agreement and voting for corporate America.
During the debate carried on CNN, Clinton says she's more likely to beat Republican frontrunner Donald Trump in a general election.
There's only one candidate in either party who has more votes than him, and that's me.
Sanders won the Democratic presidential caucuses in Maine for his eighth win in the nomination process, but Clinton still has many more delegates at this point. Nancy Reagan will be buried beside her husband at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum in Simi Valley, California. The helpmate, backstage advisor, and fierce protector of the former president died Sunday at her Los Angeles home of congestive heart failure. Brookings Institution presidential historian Stephen Hess.
She was particularly remembered for some personnel questions. Some people who she felt were either not effective or maybe even disloyal to her husband. So there was always a sense that she was protecting him.
Sheila Tate served as the former First Lady's press secretary and says Nancy and Ronald Reagan had a marriage that many people admired.
It was a genuine, close relationship, and they simply enjoyed being with each other, I think, more than anything.
Nancy Reagan was 94. A woman died in Northern California after being trapped in a car that was submerged in floodwater. It happened on a section of State Route 70 in Olivehurst that was closed amid heavy rain. This is AP Radio News. A suicide bomber rammed his explosives-filled fuel truck into a security checkpoint south of Baghdad Sunday, killing at least 47 people and wounding dozens. AP correspondent Ashraf Khalil reports the Islamic State group has claimed responsibility.
This comes as part of a spike in violence in Iraq that has killed at least 158 people in a series of deadly bombings on crowded marketplaces, funerals, and security checkpoints.
Peyton Manning is set to retire after 18 seasons in pro football. This was his answer when asked about wrapping up his career after his Super Bowl win with the Broncos last month.
I think I'll make a good decision, and I think I'll be at peace with it, whichever way it goes.
The Broncos have scheduled a news conference for Monday morning. Just shy of 40, Manning will forego $19 million and a 19th season in the NFL. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.